We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now they backpedal with Kelce in the shotgun on a first and goal at the two. Mahomes in motion. There's a direct snap and it goes to Kelce, who then throws the ball in the end zone. Touchdown! The tight end just threw a touchdown pass to Pringle of 2 yards.
We will not be having Pringles, by the way, as a protest against the snack and the Chiefs wide receiver this weekend at the Filippone household watching games. You will not find a single Pringle in the pantry. They're done.
Did I throw you off there?
Pringles
with that
are
line?
Verboten in our household.
You really
forward.
Have that strong of a feeling on Byron Pringle?
I hate Pringles.
I hate them because I don't think they taste good. Sorry, Pringles Company.
Death to all Pringles. We don't like Pringles anymore. Nope.
That is the voice of Arthur Motes, Steelers analyst, and for today, a former Buffalo Bill. The Bills are getting ready to take down the Chiefs.
Arthur, I always
like. That's
what
we do it.
Yes. Arthur, the Steelers were Apollo Creed, knocked out by the Russian. And here comes Rocky, the Buffalo Bills, and Josh Allen, Big Ben 2.0, to beat the Russian. He's going to bleed thanks to Josh Allen and the Bills, Malzi.
Arthur, I always like on these Fridays when you come in down the line, because like for a split second, I always forget that you're there because Donnie Football doesn't pot you up. And then just to hear you just swoop in with Pringle, like just burying the Pringles Corporation, it's wonderful.
Arthur, do you in Buffalo, we asked Doran this question, were they throwing sex toys on the field when you were there? Was that something that started afterwards?
No, actually, I think the first time I remember it was maybe the first year after I left.
So you missed all the good stuff.
Yeah. I was actually happy to miss that part. You know, I was like, you know what? I can pass on, you know, seeing the adult instruments for fun being on the football field with me. I'm good on that. But yeah, they were not doing that while I was there.
No. How about the dude in the parking lots that gets ketchup and mustard sprayed on him before every game?
That's been happening. Absolutely. Yeah. He does that pinto run, that whole situation down there. Yeah. That's 100%. In fact, if he's not covered in ketchup and mustard, something's wrong. And if we don't see shots being taken out of bowling balls or other parts of people's body, it doesn't count. So, yeah. Trust me. That's normal.
Arthur, how much would somebody have to pay you to get up on a car and jump on one of those tables? I mean, is there a price for you?
The answer better be a lot of money.
A ton of it. And for me, you know, you can push the whole, well, what about for the nostalgia part of it?
Yep.
I've never got that concept. I've never wanted to go through a table. I love wrestling. I used to watch WWF, the Dudley Brothers. They love putting people through tables. I've never had a desire. Right.
Get the table!
I've never had a desire to put myself or be put through a table. Good on it, man.
The problem is, like, you see some of these. I saw a guy in a Ravens jersey
do it. They'll set them on fire. They'll do it all, bro.
No, wasn't even that. A dude in a Ravens jersey was just there and said, I'll do it in solidarity with you guys or something before this Patriots
and
game.
Got wrecked.
Well, he just jumped through.
Yeah, because the thing is, though.
And then he hits his elbow right off the asphalt. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look fun.
I mean, honestly, man, we've seen people miss the table and hit the ground. Like, it's serious. And that's why they talk about, like, hey, man, you know, this gives the Bills Mafia a bad perception because it's like, man, we got a bunch of lunatics just jumping off the tables here and stuff like that. So it is kind of dangerous, but it has become somewhat of a folk, like, tailgate thing. Like, you're up in that area. If you're playing Buffalo or if you even mention Buffalo, it's like, I bet you won't go through a table. You trying to go through a table? What about the ketchup and mustard? Which one can I get you with? I'm like, bro, I don't want to do any of that. Y'all are crazy. But I love it, though, but it's crazy.
Arthur Motes coming clean and in great detail with us, brought to you by GetGo. We'll have the Bills and Chiefs for you Sunday night here on The Fan. I think the best matchup of the weekend, two teams that can legitimately win the Super Bowl. And Kansas City is turning into the gold standard in the AFC. They won the Super Bowl. They went to it last year and lost. They're in position to maybe do it again. And they blew out the Steelers in the wild card round. And I guess the thing I want to ask you guys is it possible that the Steelers can make up that gap between what the Chiefs are and what they are in one offseason? Is that possible? Can one spring and summer go by where with all the money the Steelers have and all the changes that need to get made, that they can catch Kansas City or at least come close?
Arthur, I'll let you take this one first.
Hard no. For me, when you look at Kansas City, they are complete. They have the talent at wide receiver. They have talent on the offensive line. They have depth at all those positions as well. running game-wise, we've seen they got depth there as well. Defensively, they're built perfectly for their style, right? Playing with the lead, being able to rush the passer and things like that. But more importantly, they have Patrick Mahomes, and he is the outlier, the X factor, the difference maker. And when you talk about the steals and some of the holes that they have just on offense, I don't think we can fix all those holes in one offseason right now. When you're talking, like when you really get down into some of this position by position talk. So for me, I do not think there is any chance that they could catch them right now in just one offseason. No.
I mean, you could almost be asking, I know they beat the Bills this year. I know why we're asking it about the Chiefs, because the Chiefs just bounced them from the playoffs. But, like, look at what the Bills have. Like, you could ask that same question about them. But I would answer it with a no as well. There's a caveat here that if they somehow, pie in the sky, get Aaron Rodgers, right? Mike Florio just, like, left that door cracked open.
And Mulsey wants to sneak slender frame right through that door.
I want to run through that door like Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, you're not even going to try to be cat-like.
No.
And try to maneuver your body through it like a contortionist.
No,
you're just going to try to boom. I was just commenting that you've lost weight, so
I don't even know
if you hit that door, you'd probably just bounce right off.
What are you talking about? I have not lost weight. That is I maybe lost like a pound since New Year. Anyway, if they got Rodgers, Arthur, I don't know how you feel about
this. So
you
put him in that stratosphere?
No, I wouldn't. But here's the difference. Because Rodgers is one guy, he's probably going to take up the majority of your free cap room. Like, you are going to get insanely better at quarterback, which is by far the most important position on the field. He's been out of this world since week two of this season. And he looks like no signs of slowing down. Top to bottom, they would not have a team that matches up with the Chiefs. Where I would give them a chance and you'd say maybe they've caught him is Rodgers is so otherworldly that if he has a great game and you're playing that team, the Chiefs, you can beat them because he's that good.
Yeah, problem is you can't get to the great game because you don't have the personnel around him. This O-line is nowhere near where Green Bay's O-line is. So to act as if, you know, Rodgers could come here and have that type of protection, he's not getting that with this group. You talk about the receivers. We don't have anything close to a Devontae Adams. So that's why, for me, if you're talking about just one offseason, like, we get the quarterback, that problem is solved, but we don't have the resources after that to get the O-line or even the upgrade at wide receiver, because depending on how people feel with the Deontay and Chase Claypool towards the end of the season, you might not even feel like they're talented enough to be wide receiver one going forward. So to me, I just think that this is a lot of holes that this team has, and that's just on one side of the ball. We ain't even talked about what you do at D-line. If you don't have a Tua returning, what do you do at inside linebacker? What does your cornerback situation look like? To me, I think that we are a multi-year project away.
If you guys are right that it's that the roster cannot be fixed by one guy, that someone's not going to be such a big force multiplier like Aaron Rodgers, that it gets the Steelers on the same plane as the Chiefs and just instantly overnight turns them into a contender. If you guys both think that their roster is that short, then, I mean, they're better off with a rookie quarterback. Because if you already have a glass ceiling, is that what you called it yesterday, Mulsey? It was a ceiling made of glass, not a normal ceiling?
Correct, because you can't see it, but it's there.
So if you already have a glass ceiling on yourself that exists with even a great quarterback, if 2022 is not going to be your year no matter what, then why not just commit to
a rebuild?
Yeah, and trying to find the best young quarterback possible.
Why not? I'm with you on that. But the thing that you're going to have to this is the thing that we have to worry about. We can say that and we can envision that and we can make that make sense. But as we've seen at times, the team, the organization, sometimes they have higher opinions of people. Sometimes they think that, hey, we are closer than what they really are. And with that being the case, they could easily make some terrible decisions where we're not going to go that road of rookie quarterback and build it up around. They could be like, hey, I feel like this guy is already good enough.
You know why? You might be right that it's like they internally overvalue their guys. But I think what it really is that I think they have now a philosophy where all we need is to get into the tournament. Can we put together a team that's good enough to get in the dance?
Anything can happen once you're in the single elimination.
Yeah,
tournament.
Exactly. No, but Chris, I'm serious.
I'm groaning because I know you're both right.
I don't think like the question I just asked you guys, that's how if I were in charge, that's how I would do it. Can we build a team that on paper stacks up against the number one contender? I would do that instead of can we get our team to a point where we can get in and then just see what happens because random crap happens in the NFL playoffs.
But my caution to you with that mindset is this. We've said this exercise. How many franchise quarterbacks are there currently in the NFL? Like legitimate bona fide.
I think Remember, we got mad if we tried to go above seven.
On two
hands.
We said
it was about seven.
Yeah.
So with that being the case, if you don't have one of those seven guys, and let's be real, those seven guys aren't always available every year. It's really probably one or two and maybe a draft guy. Maybe. So essentially, man, you could put yourself in a bind long term if all you build it, if all your focus is, if I don't have a franchise quarterback, I don't even want to like spin crazy because I don't think I'm going to be in competition for that. That's all I'm saying. I think that you can still win with guys that aren't franchise quarterbacks. Because we've seen that happen. But I do think you have to find a QB1, and that's why I think it differs.
I mean, to go back to something we did to start the show, Arthur, I mean, I told Pony, I would rather, and this is something else, organizationally, you said they might have higher opinions on certain guys. I also think they're just allergic to the idea of being legitimately bad for a year, 6-11, 5-12 or worse. Yep. And the funny thing about that is I think that a lot of fans here actually have an appetite for being willing to stomach one of those seasons, like this coming year.
If it means we're going
to
get back, yeah, faster.
Well, because there's a better-looking crop of quarterbacks, and the worse you are this coming season, the better chance you have at one of them, because not everybody that's going to be bad is still going to need a quarterback. I would, if I were running this team, the plan for me is I'm not going after Garoppolo in a trade. I'm not trading for one of these like upper middle class tier kind of guys. I'm using that money and I'm using my draft to really shore up the roster, fix up this rickety old house. And then I am, yes, I'm sacrificing a year of TJ's prime. Yes, this might be the last really good year Cam has because he's just getting to an age where it's very tough to do that at that level. But I'm hopefully coming out of it after next year's draft, starting 2023 with an instant plug-and-play starting quarterback.
Yeah, but what if you fix it up
good roster?
But what if
them?
You fix up those other spots
exactly.
too much, and you're not a bad team?
Exactly.
Mason Rudolph's your quarterback.
Well, I'm saying
I'm saying how are you not a bad team? Mason's your quarterback. I don't think he's going
to
be good.
Just think about this. I mean, Mason to me, if his ceiling is Jimmy G, Jimmy G's found ways to lead teams to the Super Bowl before, like. That's and I do feel like Mason, his ceiling is a Jimmy G type where you can see a guy come in, be a high level game manager, can make some throws. But if you have to rely on him to throw it 40 times in a game, you don't believe he can do it. But with Mason, I do think if you put the right pieces around him, he could do a Jimmy G style.
You're just laying out a scenario, Chris, where they make their team better at other places in the offseason and still suck so much that they pick in the top five. And I just
like, I don't see that happening
either.
Yeah.
Unless you like deliberately try not to fix those things in the offseason to make sure that you finish in the top five. But that's definitely not going to happen.
I mean, the Patriots did something this.
They went 7-9.
They had opt outs. Okay. 6-10 got you Roethlisberger. Maybe you don't have to be 4-13 to do this. If you're in the top 10 or 11 picks in a deep quarterback year, you might have access to it.
But what about this then? Instead of trying to do the whole let's be, you know, good enough that, you know, we can replace these pieces and it's good for a quarterback next year, but bad enough we're still picking at the beginning. What if we just went into this year and we say, all right, we're going to build up the pieces around us. We'll get us a bridge quarterback for 1 year, right? A Jameis, a Tyrod, whoever you want to throw out there, right? Just for a 1 year deal situation. Mm-hmm. Now, if that quarterback comes in and looks good, leads us deep in the playoffs, and you want to commit to him, well, you got that opportunity. But if not, you could still potentially move up in the draft a year from now because you're not utilizing resources and trying to trade for somebody that we're not necessarily in love with this year. I think that that could be a potential as well.
All right, one of those guys I want to talk about with Arthur next, Steelers analyst with us. It is a Football Friday with the four playoff games. The Steelers will be watching the Bengals, and Chris is convinced that the Bengals will be lording over the Steelers now for, did you say decades, or did you stop short of that?
Were in decades? Is Burrow going to be Tom Brady playing when he's 46?
You said to Doran.
Decade plus, 10 to 12 years.
You said to Doran, he's Tom Brady 2.0, so yes.
Ooh, so well,
in the
44.
Look and the competitiveness, yeah. I think for the next 10 years, the Bengals have a very good chance to be awesome. Yes. Joe Starkey wrote a column today, and he called it the stale curtain. And I think Joe is right.
But what does that have to do with Burrow?
No, he just laid out the way in which this very proud franchise is starting to become something other than that. And I think Burrow's ascendance is going to be another nail in that coffin.
So Burrow is Lennox, and the Steelers are whatever you're going to name your next kid.
Oh. Which you wanted me to say just now in a slip up because you know that we have a name picked up.
Yes.
Yo, he is sick for that.
Wrong.
That is cool. I love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.